Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Believe Podcast Network presents the FCS Football Podcast.
Read it, son!
With Joe DeLeon.
Well, let's get fat.
And Sean Anderson.
I am a soothsayer.
Welcome in, folks, here on the Believe in FCS Football Podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm Joe DeLeon, joined by my former teammate, former roommate at the University of Rhode Island, Mr. Sean Anderson, who is upset at me for not acknowledging his recent haircut, despite him wearing a pair of headphones and not having a properly lit bedroom where I can actually see that
You talk a lot of trash about, you know, you not wanting to talk about my lighting situation, I don't know, every show, and then you bring it up every show. Do you want to talk about it or do you not want to talk about it?
We do talk about it. We talk about it too much because you still won't fix it. But you're dancing around
glasses. I've given up on that.
I got new glasses. What are you talking about? I got these
different
six
ones
months, 6 months ago. These are
I have been against those glasses for 6 months.
I got no compliments for the old boxy ugly glasses.
Those were
so
awful.
Many compliments for these glasses.
I don't agree.
So many compliments.
Not from me.
Well, you're much more negative and you don't like to see me blossom and shine.
About not like to see someone blossom, thank you everybody on Twitter today for acknowledging all of the great humor I was bringing on that on the last show that we did.
There was like one person who agreed with you.
No. People
Kwame agreed with me.
People like that, Pat. No, Kwame agreed with me. He said that you shouldn't have told your other girlfriend.
He still agreed with me about the Tyler Cheek thing, though. That's also,
just
Tyler
a reminder,
in case
you missed the last episode, Joe thought a P1 listener of the show is 12 years old.
And you're still doing it.
It's just because. Just in case somebody likes the previews instead of the recaps.
I hate you.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure you do. I hate those glasses. They stink.
Well, a lot of girls like them, and that's all that matters.
Oh, really?
Hide your daughters when we go to South Dakota.
All right, that's what it is. That's it. Are we going to be hanging out with dads at South Dakota?
I think we are. We're going to hang out with the book club.
I'm getting a call from B Stockinger Jones. I'm going to take this and tell them I'm doing a show, if you don't mind.
Who is this?
Hello?
Oh, my God. We're doing this bit?
I'm doing a show. Thank you.
Was that a robocall? Was that a scam call?
I'm sure it was. Okay. I'm sure it was.
Did they understand what that meant?
They didn't get a chance.
Who had show on their show opener bingo? Haircuts, lighting, and then also
lighting is basically a free pass.
That's the middle square. That's the middle square is lighting, and then so we had haircut, we had phone call, and we had glasses. So did anyone have those on today's bingo? Who won?
It's a pretty good one. Solid bingo. I wouldn't mind seeing what a listener based bingo of the show would be during the duration of it. I feel like that would be a fun experiment. And I don't think that'd be a hard graphic to make up, would it?
No,
not from you, because I know you could do it, but you know,
I choose not to though.
If there was a listener that had the creativity to make up a
I did have a listener that offered to do graphic stuff for us. I completely forgot that they offered. That was a while ago.
Let's see what we can get done.
I'll ask him. All right, so Sean, today we've got a big matchup between SIU and Northern Iowa. A big battle between two teams that need to continue their reign of dominance. U and I needs to really prove themselves if they want to make the playoffs. And then SIU wants to remain as the top dog and prove that they deserve to be the number one team in the country, depending on what poll you're looking at. So, Sean, before we get to that, though, can you just tell our listeners about Bet Online?
I'd love to. And, you know, these reads bring me a lot of joy. You know what else does? A Werther's Original. So I think I'm going to combine the two. So this should be a really fun audio experience for everybody. Oh, that's a good Werther's Original right there. Bet Online. Still sticking with the show for whatever reason. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. It's just a smooth texture of the Werther's, I think I really like. You know, the caramel is what it is. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your bonus. Joe, you looking at any action on the World Series? Any favorites? You watching any games?
No, I'm not going to watch any of them.
Great. So aside from that, there's basketball, football, baseball postseason, obviously. Lost a bet on the Astros money line last night. So that's a big bet that I put in. Didn't win it, but I'm going to keep on betting because it's fun. And I like watching sports, and I like having a little more action on the sports. Makes me feel a little more involved. NHL is back, and we got a lot of fans from the North and the Midwest, big hockey areas up there. We also have boxing and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Thank you, Sean, for that. So this week's UWU Game of the Week, as we mentioned, is SIU versus Northern Iowa. I believe it's the only ranked-on-ranked matchup that we have this weekend, so this is going to be our primary focus. But, Sean, the importance of this game, and I alluded to it, SIU right now has been one of the teams thrown into the conversation as the number one team in the country because of their big major wins that they've had so far. They beat South Dakota State. But at the same time, Northern Iowa comes along. They beat South Dakota State as well. They have got three losses, one of them being to an FBS school, the other two against, I think it was North Dakota State, and then the other one, if it would load, if it would freaking load, but it won't. South Dakota was the other one. So
Silicon Valley over there.
Yeah, Silicon Valley over here. Technology works really well in Los Angeles. Regardless, two losses that aren't really that bad, but they're not great to have three losses when you're looking at the end of the season. This game has a ton of importance for both squads, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, which is that SIU wants to remain the top team and really prove and separate themselves, while Northern Iowa wants to say, hey, we can still swing with the big dogs, and we deserve to be in the conversation as maybe a seeded team.
Maybe, Joe. Maybe. They're doing okay. They're not doing great. They are what I would say scraping by so far. They have had a couple quality wins, but for the most part, if you're looking at you and I versus a majority of the ranked teams, how many of those games would you take them as a favorite or be confident? Oh, you and I's got this in the bag. And I'm not talking about like the, you know, no disrespect, but the triple option teams, you know, the teams that are solely focused on a bit. And that's the wrong term for it. It's obviously a scheme, but
weird word.
But regardless, if you have a team that is sole scheme heavy and you can prep for it, I'm not counting those teams. I'm talking about the most well-rounded teams in the top 25. How many of those would you take you and I over confidently? Over 12, under 12?
Over?
You think you and I would beat...
Wait, I'm confused by the phrasing of it. Repeat it.
Do you think that you and I could beat a majority of the top 25 teams with confidence?
Not with confidence. I would say half. Like less than half.
Yeah, I would say less than half too. SIU, I'd say 20. I'd say 20 with confidence. I think they could beat. So I'm looking at it like, ugh. That's just how I am observing this game. I think it's going to be, it probably won't be the best game, but it's the most intriguing because it is two ranked opponents. And you and I just had a big win last week. So you look at it, you're like, all right, they just beat South Dakota State. And you're going to take that with, I have to take that with a grain of salt and say, all right, South Dakota State just didn't show up to play. And that's how I'm going to observe that game. It's not looking great for me for you and I think SIU is going to roll them. And I think it's just going to be, I don't think it's going to be that close. And maybe this is the Sean Anderson jinx that's going to take place, but I can't put too much stock in this.
Yeah, the one thing that about this matchup's intriguing, and I always get a kick out of when we have games like this, because it becomes so difficult to really predict what the score can be and what the outcome could be in these circumstances where you've got you and I who statistically one of the best defenses in the country. They've got a really well-rounded group that features a ton of big names like Tim Butcher. Jared Brinkman has been really good this year, and we knew that he was fantastic coming into the season. But they're going up against an SIU squad that has been averaging close to 40 points a game. We know that Nick Baker has been fantastic. He is a small, compact quarterback that is doesn't, I'm not going to just be lazy and say it's Kyler Murray type vibes, but he's hard to take down. He's hard to corral because he's on the smaller side, and his passer rating has been stupid this year. He's at 160 right now is his quarterback rating. I put a lot of their success on the stuff that he's been able to do as well as their run game. So when you have this collision of top defense, top offense, it's really perplexing on like, okay, who wins in this matchup? But I think that just based on the momentum right now, and the fact that the wins that SIU has had, all of their wins beating out every single FCS team that they've played, I'm leaning towards SIU in this one because I think that they've had a lot more cohesion offensively.
Now, I wouldn't take anything away from you and I. They're turning the ball over just fine. They have 11 picks on the season, which is something that I would expect them to do again. They're averaging at least an interception a game. That's a very strong trait for this team. They got guys that know how to tackle. It's always a disciplined team, but they have no electricity when I see them. SIU looks like an unstoppable force, and I don't think you and I is an immovable object. I think it's going to be a lot more lopsided than it being let on, and maybe that's not entertaining radio for everybody, but I could see it go 35-10 SIU win. But I also would be, as a fan, rooting for, I don't know, 27-24 for whoever. Make it interesting. You know, I know in the last show we complained about how these teams are making it hard for us to determine who the number one is and how the top 25 is going to be rounded out. But as a fan, you're kind of like, wow, I kind of enjoy the chaos. Let the big brains down in Washington make all the decisions. Ain't that right, Joe?
I don't know what that's supposed to be a reference to. But the other thing that I'm kind of looking a little bit further here is that I don't need your mumbling. What do you have to say? What do you have to say? Say it.
You could have just rolled on and not said, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. You could have just moved on through.
When you say stupid shit, I'm going to be like,
I don't
know.
If it bombs, it bombs. And I'm fine sitting in it, but that wasn't like a bomb.
Okay, it wasn't a bomb, I'll admit. But
it was just fodder. It was filler. That's what it was.
So, Sean, doing my investigative analysis.
Move it along.
Move it along. I'm not going to get distracted by your nonsense. So doing some investigative analysis, though, I'm looking a little bit deeper here at SIU's performances against top teams. So okay. South Dakota State, that big win that they had, we spent the whole beginning of the season talking about how South Dakota State had an elite defense, one of the best in the country, and it got exposed 42-41. They gave up 42 points in that game. North Dakota, a team that we described as just hard-nosed, they gave up 31 points. Conversely, you and I, the one that stands out to me the most, actually the two that stand out to me the most, is that North Dakota State and South Dakota, those two losses, those are not prolific offenses. Those are quality offenses, but not like the points that they allowed. They allowed 34 points in both of those games to offenses that are not take your top off, completely blow you up. Those are more run-oriented teams, very run-oriented teams. So that is very telling to me. I am not looking at the overall record, the overall statistic of how they do defensively over the entirety of the year. How do they perform in the matchups where they need to be the best, especially against the run? And it is clear that SIU steps up to the challenge. Their offense steps up to the challenge for them to be productive in these difficult defensive matchups. And at the same time, UNI doesn't really step up. They take a step back and they're dominated to an extent. Dominated might be a little bit aggressive, but they still are not as strong as they look against some of these weaker opponents. So give me Nick Baker, give me Donovan Spencer in this game. And then like they've got a plethora of other running backs that are in the mix. Plethora is one of my favorite words. Justin Strong, Javon Williams Jr. There are a lot of guys in the mix here. I don't know if they're all entirely available, but they've got a lot of guys in the mix here that are productive that they can turn to. And that's why their offense is moving so well.
I think you and I supporters take a lot of stock in only losing to Iowa State by one score. And you can, I know a lot of, but a lot of FBS programs come out week one pretty flat. And you and I, you're playing the pretty good FBS school, but I like your points in just taking it over into the conference, not the overall record. The North Dakota State loss, not as telling to me. The South Dakota State loss, a little more telling to me, because I think they're a little more close together, how it comes in just true talent on the team and how they're going to shape up at the end of the season. They'll definitely be closer than even if UNI goes on a tear, you know, say they close out, you know, 3-1. South Dakota could do the same. I think they're pretty parallel opposed to going North Dakota State versus UNI.
Right. Right. So this is going to be really, really big matchup this weekend. Justifiably our UWU game of the week. Nothing else really comes in comparison, but this one is going to be very, very critical to the outcome of the season. You could see UNI sneak one out here and surprise SIU, which they've had a tendency to do. They keep doing it where they keep squeaking out these unexpected victories that we just continue to write them off. Maybe that's our jinx right now, Sean, is that we're just going to jinx them because we're hyping up SIU right here.
Hey, buddy, I'm not in the business of hot takes over here. Right? that's all you. I'm in the business of calling people hacks. That's what I'm in the business of. If you want to be hot take Joe talking about, oh, UNI's really got a shot. You can be hot take Joe. That's fine. That's not me. I'm here to just provide a little bit of analysis. Say, you know, UNI is pretty good in the trenches, but so is SIU, and they're just too explosive also. So I look at the point differentials. I look at the average points per game. UNI is getting like 27. SIU is in the mid-30s. That's telling to me. It just is. Mm-hmm. And they're going to car. I almost feel myself going too hot towards SIU, so I'm going to try to temper myself down and say I am just simply confident in SIU in this matchup.
Okay, let's get to picking some of these games as we usually do. So just a quick recap of last week, and I'm still not giving you a pass for picking against your own school.
Why does that be a quick recap?
You went 9-10. I went 7-10. It is 76% to 69%. So we sit where we're at.
Oh, I just want to sit in it. Just fill it up.
I don't have time for this because I have to now deal with a parking ticket issue that apparently I paid, but now they're telling me is delinquent. So let's get to these game picks.
Well, no, Joe, I have to get my Joe Tier bath salts.
I have to make a phone call before 5:00, you dick.
Well, what time is it there?
It's 4:00 here.
Oh no, then I have plenty of time to sit with my Joe bath salts. Is solidified tears in the saltiness.
I have to make a phone call.
You are delinquent. I tell you what, you are a fool and a boob letting me crawl back in this thing. Right now I'm sitting at 57 for 82 on the season. Joe sitting at 62 for 82. I'm at 69%. Joe's at 76%. So I'm just going to keep on crawling back up. And now I'm going to take the stick because Joe is he's got some stuff to deal with. a lot of good matchups this week, but not a ton, obviously, granted with our UWU Game of the Week selection. But we do have some good in-conference matchups, and I would like to run through them. Joseph, if you are ready, I will start reading off some teams.
Sorry, let me take it from here. I will pick it up. Sorry, I'm very upset that my dad decided to text me. Just let me do it. I'm bad that my dad's texting me about this right now. It's completely distracting. William and Mary Villanova.
A job I could have done.
Just go.
Villanova.
I'm going to take Villanova as well. Monmouth, North Carolina A&T.
Monmouth.
I'm taking Monmouth as well. Furman, Chattanooga.
Nervous about this one, but I'm taking the chat.
I'm taking Furman. I think that they've been somewhat strong all year, even though Chattanooga has had some good wins. Samford, VMI.
VMI.
I'm taking VMI as well. Central Arkansas, Jacksonville State.
This is a risk for me. I'm taking UCA.
Ooh, now give me the Gamecocks. Give me Jacksonville State. South Dakota State, Youngstown State.
South Dakota State, Jackrabbits bounce back.
I'm going to roll with, give me South Dakota State. Jackrabbits are definitely bouncing back. North Dakota, Missouri State.
Missouri State wins.
I'm going to stick with Missouri State as well. North Dakota has been underwhelming so far. Now here comes the fun one. Wait, remind me, Portland State's the one that we've been doing the
yes,
bid on, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Cal Poly, Portland State.
I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I'm
Cal Poly, Portland State.
I'm taking Cal Poly. I can't take them. Okay. I can't take Portland State.
Give me the boys. Give me the best team in the FCS. Give me Portland State.
Why? Oh, you feed it into these people.
It is
going to
be
people.
A defiant victory.
Oh, you
going
feed
to win
into the monsters.
That's by two
do.
Scores.
You, oh,
the best team
two
in the country.
Scores?
The best.
Oh, you're off your rocker.
Northern Arizona,
oh,
Idaho.
You are a madman, Northern Arizona.
I'm changing my mind on this one. Idaho.
Cool.
Idaho. SIU, UNI.
SIU.
Yeah, I'm going to take SIU also. I don't want to overthink that one. All right, good note to wrap us up on, which is me having to panic and figure out why I have a notice for a delinquent parking ticket that I paid.
You know what?
LA continues to be absolute smut and garbage.
I have to panic, too, because my respected broadcast partner picked Portland State to win the game. And this is no hatred towards Portland State, but for the sanctity of the show and my, relationship with Joe DeLeon and how we have conducted this show and our partnership over the last 6 years to take the bit joke team that has infiltrated the hack circles. I can't do it. I physically can't. Joe can. He has the ability to. Maybe he's a bigger man than me, so be it. But this was the FCS Football Podcast presented by the Believe Podcast Network. I'm going to let delinquent Joe DeLeon go deal with his stuff. You can follow me on Twitter at Sanderson Radio and Joe on Twitter at Joe DeLeon. Follow Believe Podcasts on Twitter. If you don't like our show, if you hate what you just heard, there's other shows on the network that are probably as good, if not better, than this show. Also, you may be hearing our voices somewhere else, so keep your eyes peeled on our timelines for any updates on that.
All right, thanks, folks. We're praying for you.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Nike, Walmart, and Zappos. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.